It's 107.7 The Bone. Baby Hugh here, along with Chasta. And Chasta, this is the reason I got into radio.
I know, right? Can you believe this? We have the metal god we're talking to today.
That's right. We're interviewing one of my favorite rock stars on the line right now. Someone I have admired for years. The metal god himself, the legend, Rob Halford of Judas Priest. How's it going, Rob?
Hey, WME. Hey, Case. I'm The Bone. It's great to be with you once again.
That is awesome. So we got you on the line. Real quick, let's promote. You and the guys from Judas Priest are going to be at the upcoming Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp August 4th through the 7th in Hollywood at the world-famous Whiskey O'Go-Go. And you're going to be part of the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. It's going to be called Volume 2, Hellbent for Hollywood, and it's going to be part of the celebration of 20 years of the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. So tell me about it.
Wow, well, you've just given me some information. I didn't know it's a 20th anniversary for the camp as well. This is going to be great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our encore performance with the camp. We had a blast a few years ago being involved in the Las Vegas event, and we said, you know, we're going to be ready next time with a calendar works for us. Let's do it again. So here we are. We're all coming over to Hollywood August 4th through the 7th, and meeting our rock and roll fantasy campers for the first time. We're going to be teaching you how to sing, how to play drums, guitar, bass, whatever needs to be done to get you in shape to come and jam with Priest. We're going to make it happen for you.
That is awesome. So if anyone who wants to sign up, they can go to the website at JudasPriest.com or RockCamp.com. And to me, that's amazing. So Rob, like even for me, my dad has told me I'm tone deaf. I have terrible rhythm. Can a guy like me participate in something like this?
Absolutely. Yeah. We want to emphasize that, you know, it doesn't matter. We will find a way to get you in great shape to do this amazing event and to hang out with Priest. We're going to teach you, no matter, even if you're a tone-deaf singer. Listen, let me say something about that.
Yeah.
As a musician, I know what it feels like to sing. I know what it feels like to play guitar and drums and so forth. It's something that you can't describe, isn't it? It's just something that gets in you. It's that rock and roll spirit, whatever you want to call it. As long as that's living in your body, we'll get that out of you. We'll make sure that you feel comfortable. We'll give you the confidence. We'll give you the thrill and the excitement of performing with Priest.
That is amazing. I mean, I know in the past, guys like Roger Daltrey, Gene Simmons, Joe Perry, Tony Iommi, the list goes on. So this is sounds like a real once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hang out with you guys and just have some fun playing music over the course of a few days.
What an incredible opportunity. I mean, Rob, it seems like if somebody's already really talented in music and they really blow your socks off, this could be a time to really impress you guys and maybe even play with you in the future. You know, maybe if you were really impressed by somebody, you could have them on speed dial if you ever need them for anything.
Yeah, and that's the really cool vibe about the camp, that you may already be a proficient musician in that respect. Come and show us what you can do, you know. It can be a springboard to some other place.
Nice.
And all of those cool artists that you've mentioned are good friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, this is also about giving something back, you know. Our fans have put us in this wonderful place, and this is our way of saying, hey, thank you for that, and let's show you guys, just to a certain extent, what we went through as musicians ourselves, at learning how to play a particular instrument, learning how to sing. We'll give you the wisdom and the knowledge that we've gained over the years as musicians. We'll try and explain that to you. We'll try and give you some direction and give you some points, some techniques, some insight into how we make it all happen ourselves.
Wow, that is really great. So also, I know Judas Priest, at the end of March, you guys just released a live CD, DVD, Blu-ray called Battle Cry. But can you tell me a little more about that? I saw the teaser trailer for it, and it was a live DVD recorded last year, correct?
It was a lot. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, in fact, while you were talking to me, Baby Hugh, I just got an email ping through.
Oh, nice.
I'm just looking at our DVD chart entries. We've got a number one DVD on the Billboard charts in America. Thank you, America.
Congrats.
Number one in Sweden, number one in Finland, three in Australia, three in Germany, three in the Netherlands, three in France, four in Belgium, five in Spain, seven in Austria. You know, this has been a huge success, and we made this DVD for our fans to add to their Priest treasures and to look at and relive the live experience of Priest, you know. And when Priest plays, we've always felt that this is the ultimate moment of showing why a band is in the place that it's at. And we're going to do that again. We're going to do that one more time, but this time we're going to do it with the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, August 4th through 7th in Hollywood, and the whole thing's going to climax at the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Sweet, that is awesome.
Rob, I have to say, one of the things that Baby Huey and I love about you the most is how humble you are. You've come into the radio station multiple times. You've always been so kind to us. And it's pretty interesting because you're called the Metal God, and you would think that after a period of time, that nickname would really start to go to your head, but it doesn't seem to. You've always been so humble and so easy to approach.
You got to keep it real, you know. I think that one of the great mainstays of being a musician in the truest sense is just being as open and as honest as you possibly can. And you should be that way naturally with your music, you know. We a lot of us tell our life stories with our music, and we know what it feels like. You know, we're fans of other musicians. We're fans of music in general, and so you know, when you pull away all the clutter of it all, it has to be kept real. It has to be kept organic. There isn't a place to put yourself in a pedestal. There's no point in that anyway. You know, this whole thing about life and ego and so forth, you figure it out eventually. I mean, I know when you're on stage, you're posturing, you're throwing out a few shapes or whatever. That's what you do because you love it, and that's a very real expression of the passion that you have. But when you take that away, when you're sitting in your hotel room after the show, it's just you.
Yeah,
you know, it brings it all down to you. You have to really find a balance for that. And I think one of the great ways of finding a balance for that is remembering who you are, where you're from, the fans that put you where you are in that particular moment, and keeping it as real as you possibly can.
That is great.
And Rob, I know we're running out of time, but I did want to ask, you know, we've had a lot of big losses lately, of course, with Lemmy passing away from Motorhead and David Bowie. And of course, you know, a while back, your good friend, Ronnie James Dio. How do all these deaths in rock and roll affect you personally?
But it's terribly sad. We were all, you know, really hit hard by the loss of these wonderful people. And in the instance of Ronnie and Lemmy, good friends of mine, and I was always a huge Bowie fan, still am, was always and will be a huge fan of Ronnie and of Lemmy. And to have the honor to know these people professionally and on a friendship level was even more cool. And so it's like I've always said, you know, thank goodness for music in the way that we keep the spirit of these extraordinarily talented people alive every day. We'll listen to them on the radio, we'll listen to them at home, wherever we might be. And that really is the great thrill and the power of the eternal life of music, that we stay with these incredible musicians 24/7, and you couldn't have a better blessing than that.
Awesome. So last thing, just what's next for Judas Priest for the rest of this year and even 2017? I'm guessing hopefully new album.
That's right, Baby Huey. Yeah, we're in England. We're writing. We've got the metal furnace is blasting away. We're putting together some more powerful metal from Priest, and fingers crossed, we should have this record wrapped up by the end of this year, and hopefully for an early drop in 2017, which means, of course, that the Priest is coming back through K-Sound, through the Bone, back into the beautiful Bay Area, and we urge everybody to keep listening to Baby Huey for all the updates and letting you know when Priest is coming back into town.
Awesome. I love it. Can't wait to headbang, get those horns up for you again. So, Rob Halford, thank you so much for making the time again. Like I mentioned, if you want to rock out with him and the rest of the guys in Judas Priest, you can do so at the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp August 4th through the 7th in Hollywood, and eventually perform at the world-famous Whiskey a Go-Go. Sign up right now at rockcamp.com. And, of course, get Judas Priest's latest record, Redeemer of Souls, which is on judaspriest.com for everything else, all that great info. Rob, thank you so much. It's been a true honor, and looking forward to seeing you again.
Been a pleasure, baby Huey. Thank you, Kai, Sam, the Bowen Metalheads. We love you, and the priest will be coming back, so look after yourselves. Keep the metal faith, and we'll see you in 2017.
Awesome. Thank you, Rob. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, baby Huey. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.